السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: الرحمن علم القرآن. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصيام والقرآن يشفيان العبد يوم القيامة. الصوم لي وأنا أجزبي، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد، بشير النذير هاشمي مكرم، أتوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد. رسائل الدرب الشريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praise is due to Allah تبارک و تعالی، our creator, sustainer, nourisher, master of the worlds. درود and salam, peace and salutations descend upon نبی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, it is by the mercy and grace of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that is given us this Mubarak month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our ibadat, our tilawat al-Quran, our fasting, our taraweeh, our sadaqat, whatever little ibadat we do. Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatul Ali used to say in the beginning of Ramadan, let this Ramadan be the mother of all Ramadans. Something to this. It is the will of Allah that Allah Pak has taken him before the month of Ramadan. Allah Pak fill his qabr with noor. When Hazrat Mawlana passed away, I phoned my ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Abrar, Mawlana Abdullah Kapodri in India. He is about 85 years old. He knew Mawlana from student days. He quoted one hadith Qudsi, Ana inda munkasiratil kulub, that Allah says, I am with those whose hearts are broken. Who is seated here whose heart is not broken? Which musalli comes to the house of Allah, especially Masjid An-Nur, and doesn't think of Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Alayhi? Who did not enjoy his du'as, whether it is in South Africa, Durban, or any part of the world? Who is going to make du'a for us? The ummah is yatim. When Allah wants to take away knowledge from the earth, He takes away the ulama. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Pak will call the ulama, He will call the qurra and the huffaz, and He say, start reciting, start reading the Quran, start doing what you used to do on earth. Allah will give them the shade of the arsh of Allah, and if we were close to the ulama, inshallah we will be in the company. Hazrat Masihul Ummat Rahmatul Ali said, Sheikh ka intikal hota hai, Sheikh ke taalim ka intikal nahi hota. When he Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali passed away, Hazrat Masihul Ummat Jalal Abadi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali said, Allah fill all the Akabirin who passed away, they fill the qabr with noor. So Mawlana Abdullah said, have hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah's plan, Allah knows. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. We cannot interfere in the plan of Allah. He said, Rida bil qada par razi ho. Be happy with the decree of Allah. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali's life in South Africa, we know little about for those who had various incidents with them. Interaction with Maulana, his family. But in the sight of the awliya of the time, he was the wali of our time. It is a pity we didn't make qadr. That is why as a test, Allah has something better in store, brothers. Imagine the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What must have been the condition of the sahaba at that time? But Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu stood up and said that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has passed away. He read the ayat of Wama Muhammadun illa Rasul. But the ta'aleem of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran and Sunnah we have. Because at farewell pilgrimage, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Taraktu fikum amrain, lan tadillu ma tamassaktum bihima kitabullahi wa sunnati." I leave behind two things, the Quran and Sunnah. Brothers, it was Allah's mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reached Maulana to such a level in a short time. Our Shaykh and Murshid, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, wrote an ashar after meeting Maulana here in Durban when he left from here to Cape Town. In the praise of Maulana, a Shaykh who is 90 years old, of a very high caliber, every Mashayikh, alhamdulillah, of our, all the four silsilas, of a very high caliber, recognized the status of Maulana in 1995. We are in 2011 now. What must have been Maulana's daraja now in the court of the Mashayikh, in the court of Allah? And he said that Durban was a place, I thought it was a desert. But here I found Maulana Yunus Saab, Damar Barakatum, that time and now, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, who is going to change the world with my ta'limat into English. Not only the kitabs, the CDs, the translation, and so much Maulana encompassed from the Mashayikh, from two rivers. Hazrat Mahmudul Hasan Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, Allah fill his qabr with Nuru, passed away in South Africa. Maulana's first Sheikh. And then Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damar Barakatuhu. Sheikh Murad Nahi hai. Islah farz hai. Very, very important to understand this. To take the dua of our Mashayikh, our Sheikh, is very important, but Islah is farz. This was in my heart from a long time, that we all have incidents of Maulana, memories of Maulana, but we should follow his ta'aleem to the best of our ability. Maulana taught us the adab of Haramain Sharifain, the adab and ihtiram of the masjid, the adab and ihtiram of the Quran, the ihtimam of sunnats. This is what we learn. خَالِتُوهُمْ لِتَكُونُوا مِثْلَهُمْ The Quran commands us, O believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ Keep the company of the righteous. Till Qiyamah, inshallah, they will be the righteous, the salihin. And enjoying the company that you become like them. And Allah Pak must forgive us. We did not make qadr of Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali. Allah must forgive us whatever we recite as Quran or Sadaqat, Sanidari Salah Sawab, to all the marhumin and Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali. This very member heard the du'as repeatedly, O Allah, give hidayat to the ummat. O Allah, forgive our brothers and sisters. Who is going to make dua with that heart, that painful dard? Allah, make it a reality, inshallah, that we see the barakat of that dua. The second part is about the month of Ramadan. We know about fasting. We know about siyam. Masla masail asked from the ulama and the muftis. I quoted a verse, Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. Surah Al-Baqarah, second juz. Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala says, verse 185. Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala says, verily in the month of Ramadan we reveal the Quran. From Baytul Ma'mur, Allah has a safe box, which is called the Lawh-e Mahfuz. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj, he saw all this. The Lawh, the Qalam, the Baytul Izzah, Baytul Ma'mur, the throne, the Arsh of Allah. And from that safe box to the Baytul Izzah, the Sama'ud Dunya, that is the heavens of the earth. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in this Mubarak month protected the Quran and said, put it in this place. And over a span of 23 years, Wahi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I brought wahi from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and I brought wahi to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. I did not come so many times. I came and give them the kitab, the sahifa, the book, or the pamphlet one time. You are special. Rahmatul lil alameen. Kaffatan lil nasi bashira wa nadira. Kitab, hudan lil nas, guidance for mankind. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam bringing it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him, how many times are you going to bring wahi? He said, as long as the permission come from above to bring wahi and to see your Mubarak face, Rahmati Alam sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I am going to come. Not only that, I will cry for your ummah who is going to read this Quran on the day of Qiyamah. Not only that, ask Allah when you're going up to meet him in Miraj, that let me spread my wings on Pulp Sirat so I can save every ummati from dropping into the fire of Jahannam. Al-Quran was-siyamu yashfiyani al-abdu yawm al-qiyam. The hadith Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Siyam and Quran go hand in hand. They will intercede on a person's behalf on the day of Qiyam. Imagine the month of Ramadan without Quran. It is said, Asman ki zinat sitaro se hai. Zameen ki zinat Allah walo se hai. The beauty of the sky is in the twinkling stars. The beauty of the earth is in the buzruganidin, not the things we see around. The awliya, the mashayikh, whose hearts are brimming with the love of Allah, love of Quran, love of sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Masjid ki zinat musalliyo se hai, na ke musalla se hai. The beauty of the masjid is filling the masjid. May Allah keep this masjid abad. Allah will keep our houses abad. Allah will keep our hearts abad and unite our hearts. Aur makan ki zinat tilawat Quran se hai. The beauty of the home is not in the ornaments at home. The dwellers of the home reading Quran daily, morning and evening. What is the attachment? I just want to give you a taste with the Quran in our lives and fasting. Fizao ki zinat zikrullah se hai. The beauty of the atmosphere. You climbing up the stairs, say Allahu Akbar. You coming down the stairs, say Subhanallah. You getting sawab on every step. You came for Jumu'ah. You get the sawab of 1 year's nafil ibadah of salat and siyam. If you did 6 things, had ghusl, wore the best clothes, came way early to the house of Allah, according to the sunnah, read Surah Kahf, did not interfere yourself with anything in the masjid, and you came close to the imam, hoping for the mercy of Allah, you got the barakat of Jumu'ah. Every Jumu'ah, imagine the Jumu'ah of Ramadan multiplied. You read one letter of the Quran out of Ramadan, you get 10 hasana. Alif, Lam, Mim, 30 hasana already. Imagine that in the month of Ramadan, 70 minimum starting in the count of Allah, goes to 700, goes thousands in the court of Allah. Allah's bank is unlimited, brothers. Allah wants you to be connected with the Quran. Haji Imdadullah, Muhajir Makki, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he was also buried in Jannatul Mu'alla in Makkatul Mukarrama, where Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali is buried. So many akabirin and sahaba, radiyallahu anhum, where the rains are descending on the pious as well. He was given a dream in Medina. I am looking for a mentor. So go to India. Haji Muhammad Mia Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Miaji Rahmatullahi Ali. Why? He's not even an alim. In the dream he questions Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because of his love for the Quran and his ihtimam of the sunnah. You take somebody as your guide because of his love for the Quran and ihtimam of the sunnah. May Allah make us the followers of this. Not only that, Makkah ki zinat talbiya mein hai, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, Madina ki zinat durud paak mein hai, recite durud sharif Allahumma salli ala sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa shafiyana wa habibana wa maulana Muhammadin wa ashabihi wa barik wa salli. 30 juz of the Quran reveal over a span of 23 years what must have been the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only that, in the month of Ramadan, Jibreel alayhi salam used to come. Whatever was revealed, he said, Jibreel used to recite, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to listen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recite, Jibreel used to listen, like a door, like how the huffaz are doing the door in revision. Allah reward the huffaz, Allah give them jazai khair in this world and the year after. The ambassadors of the Quran, there is a hadith, Hazrat Damar Barakatum says, Ashrafu Ummati Hamalatul Quran wa Ashabul Lay. The honored ones of this Ummah are those that are the people of the Quran. We salute the Huffaz and the Qurra and the Ulama. Wa Ashabul Layl, middle of the night, everybody is sleeping. They are learning their Quran, their sabak, their door and standing up in Tahajjud Salah. May Allah grant us the opportunity. Ka'b bin Ujra radiallahu ta'ala says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Masjid al-Nabawi, ascended the minbar. He said, Ameen. The second step, he said, Ameen. The third step, he said, Ameen. Sahaba were wondering what happened. Every Friday, every Eid, whenever the occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered the khutbah, but he did not say Ameen or say anything. After the Jumu'ah, the Sahaba inquired, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was something strange today when you ascended the minbar. He said, as I ascended the minbar of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, zadahum Allah sharafa, Allah Pak grant us the azmat, respect, honor of Makkah and Medina, and give us death in Medina Tayyiba, inshallah. Hazrat Mawlana made this dua for Medina, but Allah's will, Allah gave him Makkatul Mukarramah. 100,000 sawab there, subhanallah. Have this desire. No, on the niyat you will get the sawab, inshallah, even if you die in Durban. What happened, Ya Rasulullah? As I ascended the minbar, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam left the arsh of Allah, came and cursed three categories of people. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, woe unto those who find themselves in the month of Ramadan and are not forgiven. Curse upon them. Allahumma ahfazna, brothers. That when we are in the month of Ramadan, we're not asking Allah from the four things, recite lot of kalima. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Renew our iman. Make istighfar regularly. Thirdly, ask Allah of Jannat for emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. So Allah Pak must forgive us. Another Ramadan opportunity we had. Last year, so many people were with us. This year, they're beneath the ground. They are waiting for Isal al-Sawab. Allah fill the qabr with noor. We don't know whether we're going to see the end of this day or another Ramadan. Only Allah knows. We must make it the mother of all Ramzans, inshallah. Number two, the second step. Woe unto that person, the curse of Jibreel, the Ameen of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for who the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when my name is taken, Muhammad, he doesn't say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What kind of a Muslim is he? Agar Muhammad na hota, to kuch bhi na hota. How much of Durood Pak we read even on Friday? How much of this we send to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much of sunnats we emulating in our lives? Am I promoting the sunnat? Is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy with my actions? Monday and Thursday report is given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your ummati is doing this even in the month of Ramadan. Allahumma fazma. Shaitan is tied. Allah opens Jannat. Allah closes the door of Jahannam. Yet our nafs is attacking us. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ حضرت مولانا cried from here so many times our nafs brothers control it this is the month that is why as-siyamu junnatun it is a shield our eyes will be guarded then our taqwa will be a level high our ears will be guarded our body will be guarded our taqwa level will be high if our eyes look at something haram the taqwa goes away This is the shield will move. Allah protect us all. The third step he ascended. Woe unto that group of people from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who find one of the parents or both their parents alive and not by serving them does not obtain Jannah. How many people are ill-treating their parents? Allah Pak forgive us. If our parents have passed on, Allah fill the qabr with noor. Who's going to make dua for us? Serve our mothers, our fathers that are alive, grandparents, take their du'as. Why did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, under your mother's feet is Jannat? Your father is the door of your Jannat. Look at that hadith. Also, brothers and sisters, that if they are listening, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said about the Quran, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Khalifa of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this very month of Ramadan, Battle of Badr took place. Ramadan fasting became fard in 2 AH. Ramadan started. Nabi Sasam's command came. O Nabi of Allah, leave Medina, march towards Badr. 1,000 strong-willed enemies coming. 17 Ramadan, Yawmul Furqan, decisive day of judgment for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not the Qiyamah, the day of judgment. The criterion to judge between right and wrong. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to leave Medina in the state of fasting with the scorching heat of Arabia. 313 Sahaba marched with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 17 Ramadan, Nabi Sassam cried in the night, O Allah, if this ummah of yours is destroyed, who is going to take your name? Allah's nusrat came in the form of angels. Where are the angels assisting the ummah today? Look at the plight of ummah in different parts of the world, in Somalia, in Egypt, in Libya, in so many countries, Afghanistan. Allah make it easy for them. So brothers in Islam, come back to the life of the Quran. The time is very short. A frightening verse came in Surah Furqan. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam once with the Sahaba. And a verse came down. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. What is wrong with my nation, with my ummah, that they will discard the Quran? Allahumma fazna. Allahumma ja'alna min ahli al-Qur'an. Oh Allah, make us among the ambassadors of the Qur'an. Not only reading the Qur'an, donating the Qur'an, promoting the Qur'an, acting on the injunctions of the Qur'an, not playing with the Qur'an. Imagine the time. Now in the time of Sahaba this verse came. Not after that. What is wrong with the people who have discarded the Qur'an? Imam Idris al-Shafi'i rahimullah, when he heard the life of Sahaba, Sayyidina Uthman, I was talking about, that in this month, Sayyidina Uthman completed 30 Qurans in the month of Ramadan. Imam Idris al-Shafi'i rahimullah heard. What did he say? I will try and do little bit more. He read 60 Qurans in the last Ramadan of his life. Not just competing fast with tajweed and tartil. So many sahaba. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made Badr. The war took place. Sayyidina Uthman was made the Amir of Medina Munawwara. Because Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala, the wife of Sayyidina Uthman, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was sick. Leave her behind, stay with her, make her ikram, you the Amir of Medina. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes there, he announces, Allah's nusrat comes, enemies they killed, and sahaba become victorious. As he's coming towards Medina, he sent two people go and inform that the victory to the Muslim ummah in the month of Ramadan, Allah's decision came of success. Brothers in Islam, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, his wife passed away in the month of Ramadan. What must be the condition of Sayyidina Uthman? He's still on in itikaf in the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into Madinatul Munawwara, sees him. He said, do not despair, Uthman. It is by divine command that I have another daughter, Umm Kulthum. I will also give you in nikah. That is why he was known as Dhun-Nurayn. And how did he pass away? Reading the Quran inside the house, brothers. How are we going to die? In which condition are we going to die? The last part of the talk is how to spend the Ramadan in charitable works. The time is up. It was in Medina Munawwara. Last story I will give you. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala's family in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hassan and Hussein are fasting, and also the domestic at home is fasting. All fasting, five of them. No food, hunger for a whole month in the household of Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making dua, he had tied a stone, two stones to his stomach. Oh Allah, send something for my beloved Fatima. Sayyidatu nisa yahlil jannah. Upon qurbani, jitni qurbani, utni Allah ki meherbani. The more we sacrifice, the more the command from Allah will come. Anything to give, nothing. Hazrat Ali comes, anything, nothing. Ya Rasulullah. Nabi Sassam lifts his hand. Somebody comes and bring 5 pieces of bread in a cloth for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Sassam don't take it home. Doesn't eat it himself. He calls Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, go and give this at home. Hazrat Ali cries that the hadiyah of my father-in-law, how nice my family will enjoy this for iftar. They go home, he goes home. He says, Fatima, this 5 pieces of bread Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given. One for me, one for you, one for Hassan Hussein, one for the domestic at home. Okay, few minutes before the adhan of Maghrib Salah, Hazrat Fatima hears a call at outside. Give something in the name of Allah. Hazrat Ali gets up. Who is it? Take this piece of bread of mine. Fatima says, is there more for me because I have a big family? Fatima says, give my piece of bread. Hassan and Hussein are small children. Say, give our pieces of bread. Brothers in Islam, this is what Qurbani Sahaba did. What Qurbani we are doing for our brothers and sisters in Somalia. Then the last one, the maid said, you all are going to Jannat on that piece of bread. What about me? I want to go with you, Fatima, into Jannat. Give my piece of bread. They opened fast with Zamzam water. Hazrat Ali comes to Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the Maghrib Salah. After the Salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meet him. Did you open your fast with the piece of bread? What jawab Hazrat Ali had? Nothing. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes with a jawab. Surah Dahr 29 juz. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينَ وَيَتِيمَ وَأَسِيرَ. Brothers, for Allah's sake, look after the orphans, the destitute, the needy, the captives, the brothers in the prisons, those in suffering pains and sorrows. Hazrat Moana Yunus Sahab Rahmatullah Ali's SMS to his family, I think it was last year. Look after the needy and the orphans. Thousands of people came. Moana had a big pocket. Allah used to give him so much barakah and khadana that he used to give. What happens to the masoom people? Brothers, the state of the ummah is in pain. We make dua, Allah guide us. Allah bless us in the month of Ramadan. Think about the less fortunate when we're opening our fast. When we're fasting, we feed a fasting person, whether in the masjid or anywhere, we get the sawab of his fast. May Allah give us barakah in the month of Ramadan. Allah forgive us. Allah unite our hearts. Allah emancipate us from the fire of Jahannam. Allah remove the difficulties of the ummah. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.